Humility, Preschool Part 6, Roy Boy. Royal did not want to be sent away, but would the hens ever be friends with him after he had been so mean to them? The farmer carried Royal under a blanket to the barn. The hens were out eating, but ran over to investigate. He set the bundle on the ground and lifted the blanket. Squawk! Half the flock scattered, but others stared curiously. Why doesn't he move?
He's dead.
No, he's just pretending. Beware! Royal remained still as the hens talked. The chickens that left peeked through the door and window, but one ran far away. Henrietta bolted to the creek as soon as she saw Royal. Scared and tired, she collapsed in the mud. No one noticed she was missing until evening. 27, 28, 29, where's 30? Wondered the farmer as he was closing the doors for the night.
She took off when she saw Royal, said one hen, scared to death.
It's all my fault, sobbed Royal as he covered his face. No one slept well that night. Horse promised to hunt for her in the morning. Royal was completely ignored. At sunrise, Horse said he was going to look for Henrietta.
Wait, called Royal. Take me with you.
No, said Horse. Henrietta wouldn't come near you.
But I think I know where she is, said Royal.
Horse was doubtful, but Royal explained. I used to sit on that table watching the hens, looking for a chance to bother them. Henrietta always left the flock and walked down the same path. I bet that's where she went.
Since Horse had no clues where to look, he took him. Royal was right. They found her cold body by the creek.
Horse immediately blew a large warm breath over her, and Royal hugged her with his soft wings. After several minutes, she stirred.
Royal pushed her onto Horse's neck and then climbed on and held her as Horse walked to the barn.
When Henrietta awoke, she found Horse lying next to her and Royal's wings covering her.
But she was not afraid. She felt warm and safe next to Horse and Royal.
Royal was no longer a selfish, proud rooster. He asked to be called Roy Boy now, and he watched over the hens like a father. Henrietta, however, was still embarrassed about her tiny eggs. She hid them in the tall grass and sat on them so no one would see them. One day, she felt something moving under her. She stood up.
Oh my! I have babies! I can't believe it!
She was amazed. Henrietta was an excellent mother. The farmer was so pleased that he made her a bigger nest. He soon had plenty of hens and plenty of eggs to sell. Every hen was happy again, and Roy Boy was better than a dog at guarding them. He never sat on his throne or looked in the mirror again. He didn't need to. He was surrounded by friends.